But you couldn't have booked this a different way. In the history books, it does go down that Wyatt won the match. Your unstoppable force had to be protected by the referee. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I am your host, Nick Pearl, and today, on a very special Halloween edition of the podcast, we're going to be taking a look back at when Bray Wyatt defeated Seth Rollins at WWE Crown Jewel for the Universal Championship. So I think we could all agree that The Fiend was one of the greatest characters ever to be involved in WWE programming. Much like The Undertaker, The Fiend was something different that we had never seen before. It wasn't just one character. It was a multi-personality type deal where you had the Funhouse Bray Wyatt and you had The Fiend. He was the biggest thing going in the WWE at this time. And Vince McMahon decided, you know what? We need to put him in the main event title picture. I think we could all agree that The Fiend did not need a world championship. Do we like it? Yes. But he didn't need it. It didn't really fit the character. So at SummerSlam, The Fiend debuts in-ring, defeating Finn Balor in one of the best squash matches that you will ever see in your entire life. From there, he takes out a bunch of legends, Kurt Angle, Jerry Lawler, Kane, Mick Foley. But right after this, after he has the match against Finn and he takes out all these legends, he is automatically tossed into the main event scene. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. The Fiend debuted in August and now he's going for the world championship around September, October. I don't know why that's happening, but I wasn't complaining because I was a big fan. Clash of Champions 2019, Seth Rollins defends the Universal Championship against Braun Strowman. He beat the absolute hell out of Braun, by the way. Stomp after stomp after stomp. Pedigree, you know how it goes. But at the end of the night, lights go out. There's The Fiend attacking Rollins. People are concerned, like, oh my god. He's either going to win the title or he's going to lose right after being brought back. In the Firefly Funhouse, Wyatt says, I want you at Hell in a Cell. The build to this, I don't quite remember. I don't want to remember because the match itself, I wish it never happened. This is one of the worst Hell in a Cell matches that I have ever seen. It ended in a referee stoppage. Hell in a Cell, everything's supposed to be legal. But no, you have The Fiend taking all these bumps, kicking out 1-2. You're making him look like an unstoppable force. In wrestling, that's really hard to do. Because if you do that to one person, who the hell's going to beat them? And then you're ruining the credibility that the character, it's like it's got that arc that goes up, up. Once it loses, that's it. It's done. Nothing else could come from it. So you're automatically establishing The Fiend that he cannot lose in this match. By using a DQ, Rollins using the toolbox and the sledgehammer, I don't even want to think about it. It's just so stupid. Your unstoppable force had to be protected by the referee. In the history books, it does go down that Wyatt won the match. But you couldn't have booked this a different way? I don't need The Fiend to be protected at this point. You should have just had him putting on matches like Uncle Howdy's been doing. But no, put him in a Hell in a Cell, make it one of the worst matches of all time, and to try and protect the character afterwards, you have The Fiend put the mandible claw on Rollins and he bleeds from the mouth. I just remember watching the show, turning it off, saying, I can't believe they just did that. You know it's bad when all the fans in attendance are booing the end of the match audibly, and then the closed captioning for WWE on the stream, it reads that the crowd boos. That's not good. So now you have their rematch at Crown Jewel in a false count anywhere match on Halloween. So now this is the perfect time to belt up Wyatt if you're going to do it. The thing is, he had just been drafted, and him and Rollins are on two different brands. So do you want to do a title switch, or do you not want to do a title switch? I didn't watch this show live, so I was very nervous all day until I got home to watch. Thankfully, they didn't screw up again. Finally, they have The Fiend defeat Rollins, and they had a very fun ending sequence there with all the pyro and the electric going off. Fiend pins Rollins 1-2-3, becoming the Universal Champion for the first time. And now that he's on SmackDown, they gotta change the belt from red to blue. So, whoop, snapping his fingers, he's a magician now. The belt is now blue. Not only that, but The Fiend couldn't walk out with a blue belt. So now you got a championship belt also introduced with The Fiend's face on it, which I have upstairs. I have it on display, so I couldn't bring it down. He then had an actual decent run with the belt. He had a great series of matches against Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan. He shaved Bryan's head. And then, at Royal Rumble, they had one of the best strap matches you'll ever see, where it all goes downhill real quick. You have The Fiend against Goldberg at Super Showdown back in Saudi, where Goldberg squashes The Fiend. Ugh, I hate it. I just hate thinking about it. I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. Nobody wanted to see Goldberg versus Roman for the title, and that's where they were going. But you killed The Fiend. He should have been beaten by someone that was built up. No, let's throw Goldberg at him. You gotta be freaking kidding me. You get a little glimmer of hope because he has John Cena in his future going in the Firefly Funhouse match, which is one of the best cinematic matches, if not the best cinematic match in all of wrestling. Now, I know there aren't a ton, but this was just great. I sat down here watching this and I just couldn't get the smile off my face. The Boneyard match the night earlier was great, but this was even better. Wyatt finally gets his win back from John Cena. And now, Wyatt looks like he's gonna be able to recover. And The Fiend is alright. You then get Braun Strowman going after Goldberg. I don't even remember this happening. Just now that I'm looking at my notes. Goldberg loses to Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman wins the Universal Championship. He had stepped in because Roman was out. So what's the natural progression of things? Oh, you gotta send Wyatt after Braun. Why did you even drop it to Goldberg if Strowman's now got the belt and Wyatt's just gonna go back after it? Did you not think he was a strong enough match for Mania? If you thought that, what the hell is wrong with you? Now, the story with this match was very fun. But then they had the horror show at Extreme Rules, where they had the swamp match, which I thought was decent. I thought it was good, but other people didn't. The Fiend hadn't showed up for some reason until the end. Coming out of the water, you say, oh, they're going to get some type of rematch. So they get the match at SummerSlam in ring, Fiend versus Braun Strowman, where The Fiend wins the Universal Championship for a second time. And you think he's going to have another decent reign? No, Roman Reigns is back. Spears Braun, Spears Wyatt, and at Payback, The Fiend loses the belt again, and Roman Reigns is now the Universal Champion. And he goes on his long run that he's had. So Wyatt loses this title. Where does he go from here? He ends up getting into a feud with Randy Orton. I don't think they've had a good match. And it's a shame because they want to work with each other. It's just however it's booked, it doesn't end up coming across great at all. They blow off to the feud at WrestleMania where Wyatt's finally going to get his win back against Orton. Nope, not going to happen. Alexa Bliss turns on Wyatt. Randy Orton beats The Fiend 1-2-3 clean in the ring after one RKO. And then that's the last we see of The Fiend. So stemming from that Halloween Universal Championship win, it's supposed to be one of the highest moments of his entire career. It just dips down real quick. And then it comes back up a little, but then dips down even more. And then he gets released. It's just such a shame. I don't understand what they were trying to do with all of this. At least it gives me a good Halloween memory that he won the Universal Championship. And it sucks to look back on because The Fiend, this character that was so special, you just see it being taken apart, thrown away. Now, I know we were going to get The Fiend back at some point during his last run with WWE. It never happened. I would love for Bo Dallas to come out at WrestleMania half Fiend, half Uncle Howdy. That would be fantastic. The Fiend would finally be back. Bo Dallas says, my life for you. So for him to be half and half, that's just icing on the cake. I don't think they would make the same mistake with Bo that they did with Wyatt. You wouldn't have him lose at WrestleMania. He's going to get the win back. And it's going to be something huge. And I'm going to be there. So that about brings me to a close on this Halloween edition of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I've been your host, Nick Pearl. It only made sense to talk about Uncle Howdy and Bray Wyatt because this is kind of like their holiday, and I had the masks, so I figured why not. I'm going to go get ready to hand out candy to little kids in front of the pharmacy. I'm going to be putting on a Minion onesie. That's a drastic difference. I will not be wearing my Uncle Howdy mask. So everybody have a happy Halloween, and I'll catch you all on the next one. Let's keep rambling.